circumstances aren't optimal, but they work. Well, good to hear that you're doing well. I hear you're still driving a truck. But, yeah, I've thought about you through the years and was talking with the guys, and they say you're not on this frequency much, but I thought I heard you, so I thought I'd say hello.
Yeah, I've been hanging pretty much on the 443.55, and I'm usually I'm putzing in the shack over here trying to clean stuff up. My shack is a mess because I've been working on the house, and everything's just been getting dumped here in the radio room, and I don't have any room to move any place, and I need to check stuff out that I'm taking down to Dayton. So I got to clean this stuff out, and I said at noon, which is in 17-18 minutes. I got to go over to my house and finish unloading the garage. I got to clear out the rest of the stuff in the garage. So take that over to a storage unit and dump that off. So just because I'm sitting here in the shack, I've got multiple radios turned on and heard the guys talking hamsticks, and it's like, hey, I got those to sell. So got to mention this stuff and try and peddle it. I was really hoping with I don't know how long you've been in the hobby, but Walt WBAD from the Useka Club, he was very active doing the larks in the park and activating, mainly Metro Beach and Stony Creek and stuff. But when he passed away, I ended up taking the equipment from his son, and so I said I'll try and peddle it because I go to the swaps. So that's what I'm doing.